You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This final episode of the year 2017 is brought to you by our friends at DoghouseSystems.com. My gaming rig from Doghouse Systems has kept me warm all year long. And it can do the same for you. Fantastic gaming at great prices with incredible service and warranties. Go to DoghouseSystems.com right now and get yourself one.
Listening to The Instance.
Hello, everyone listening to this show, and welcome back to The Instance, episode 510 for Friday, December 29th, 2017. The waning days of the year that was, or still is, but will soon not be, 2017. Well, it will be 2017 no matter what, but we won't be in it anymore. We'll be out of it. I'm Scott Johnson, of course, and joined, as always, most frequently, by Patrick Beja from France, currently in Helsinki, though, right?
Yes, absolutely. And if there was an award of the most frequent joiner, roughly, of 2017... I think I would be awarded that award.
I think you win that distinction. Yeah, it's been a very frequent Patrick kind of year, which I have no problem with. It's been great. That Terpster boy over there, he's very busy with all sorts of who knows what. But
well, all sorts of babies as well, which might impact the frequentness of Patrick Patricity in 2018 on the Instance.
Yeah, real, for real. Like your wife is due, and you as a couple are due, as they say, in January. So this coming month.
It's happening.
Is it early January or late or mid?
Mid.
Okay.
Mid, but it's looking like it's not going to be over. Yeah. It's going to be before. So we'll see. If I'm being honest, might be any moment now. It might be now.
Wow.
It might be happening.
You have babies the way Blizzard releases video games. It's ready when it's ready. And that's fine.
I suppose.
We'd like to polish that baby, make sure it's, tested well. And
it goes through QA. There's some, gameplay adjustments. It has to be ready.
Patrick's beta babies are as good as most people's release babies. So looking forward to that. Anyway, so it's good to be back. Thank you all for being here. You may have noticed those watching live, there's a phone number up on the screen. You're welcome to call that at any time during our discussion. Keeping it nice and light today. Nothing too crazy. It's the end of the year. There is no big news. Most of Blizzard is sort of off. There's like three engineers over there making sure the servers don't die. But, outside of them and a few folks on Twitter, there's not a lot to sort of do over there. So we thought it'd be fun to look back at 2017, especially in regards to World of Warcraft and beyond in 2018. What we hope to see, how soon we hope to see the Battle for Azeroth. Will it be summer? Will it be spring? Will it be all the way next fall? Will we be waiting a year to play the damn thing? It's entirely possible. We're going to start by taking a call. Let's see how this works. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Owen from Australia.
Oh, well, hello. Oh, my gosh. Are you in Australia now?
Yeah,
it's
in Perth. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's the middle of the night in Australia.
Yeah,
what are you doing up?
1
Does your mom know what you're doing on the internet?
Yeah. What's going on?
My wife's just gone to bed.
Oh, Patrick assumed he was younger. Anyway, it's fine. We're glad to have you here. What's on your mind there, buddy?
I'm just getting back into WoW. What's the best way to start re-leveling up and getting back into like good new content?
Ah, this is a good question. We'll give it to
you.
Oh,
so wait.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Getting back from when and what was your last character? Did you play seriously?
Not too seriously. I've bought all the expansions and played like 5 minutes of each one. So like, I just haven't really engaged in it too much.
Wow. So what was your max level character before you stopped playing?
100.
100. Well, that's still right. That's a fair amount of time he had to have spent in that game. You know, that's not.
Well, yeah, 100. It's like you've actually gone to the max of Warlord, so you're just one expansion behind.
Well, did you boost though to 90 or 100 or whatever?
I boosted to 90 and missed.
Uh-huh.
And then just kind of played with my mates. And then they stopped playing.
All right.
Kind of.
So you played. You played ten levels of the game. Some pretty good levels. I enjoyed that particular chunk of leveling. So all right. I feel like at least Patrick, he's got enough solid knowledge of the more recent content, like questing stuff and all that he could jump back in pretty easily right now. Like this is not that big a deal for him to get in.
It's you know, it's always a little bit weird when you jump midway through the expansion's life cycle, and actually we're towards the end now, because you go through the leveling process and that doesn't really change, but then you reach max level, in this case 110, and all of a sudden you're like, oh wow, there's like this new zone and that new zone, which is so much more power, and that new thing, and it's a little bit confusing. But you could re-level from scratch, but I don't think that's what he's going for.
I feel like Legion is brand new to him. Don't you? Because Legion is like, he's at the place where Legion would be a brand new experience for him. I think it would be worth you getting through the next 10 levels, 1 to 110, experiencing that world and that story, which is pretty rad. I think they kind of killed it with this expansion. It's awesome. And if you need to, without friends, just solo through that stuff. Enjoy it. Read the quest text. Have a good time in there. And then when you get to the point that you unlock stuff like daily or world quests and that sort of stuff, you know, dabble in that a little bit, see how you feel about it. But basically, just experience this expansion as if it was new. Like, I'm more and more coming to the conclusion that we're weird about video games as a general culture. We treat a movie like, oh, brand new movie's out. It's awesome. Everyone needs to see it. Okay, great. It was great. Oh, I loved it. But you don't stop there. You usually are like, oh, yeah, it's on Blu-ray now. I'm going to get it. Or, ooh, Netflix is now streaming Mad Max Fury Road. I better watch it again. Or 10 years from now, I want to show this to these five people that never saw it. And like, movies live on forever. You can go all the way back to Citizen Kane and still enjoy it. Video games, we get weird about. It's like, it comes out, we play it, and then we go, this is old now. I need a new thing. And then the new thing comes out, and you're like, this old thing is not worth anything now because the new thing's better. And there's a tendency to not, in games anyway, to feel that pressure of not being on the front line of it all the time. And I think you should not feel that way. I think, and I'm attempting to do this myself. In fact, I just started, I don't want to freak anybody out, but I just started a brand new character in Skyrim. Don't ask me why. I've already spent 300 hours in that game.
Got it on the Switch or?
No, but that was part of the reason I was getting antsy for it, is I was like, should I get on the Switch? I can play it in bed. But then I was like, I got like three versions on the PC alone, plus my old PS3 version, PS4 version. So I thought, well, I'll just take my enhanced edition, mod it up, and play it on my PC in glorious 4K, which is what I'm doing. And I've already played that game for like 350 hours. So now I've got an extra 4 or 5 on there from last night, staying up way too late. But the point is, that's a game from 2011 that's still good, and we should treat it as such. So,
yeah, well, I don't think anyone is saying Skyrim sucks or Half-Life is not, you know, Half-Life 2 is not one of the best games in the history of the world. But I feel we're getting a little bit away from Owen's question here. Possibly.
Yeah, well,
the point of it,
I don't
though.
Mind the Switch talk. My wife just got me a Switch for Christmas.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good. There's nothing wrong with that. But my whole point is, you now have the opportunity as a WoW player, if you want to get back in, to see Legion as a whole new experience without all of the hype around it, without all the talk and jibber jabber. You can just get in and play. And there's something nice about that. So my recommendation is, jump in as if it's a brand new expansion for you and see how it goes. And you may get 5 minutes in, like you say, with every expansion and go, meh, I'm done. And there's not much anyone can do about that. But that would be what I'd do. Because it's a great I'm kind of jealous in a way. Because not only, Patrick, does he have this hot, new, fresh piece of content to play, he it's minus all of the weird gating it did with, like, the progression system, you know, the progression for your weapon and all that. That stuff's been pretty much removed. And so a lot of the grind and the waiting and the sort of stuff that you might people might not have liked about the early parts of Legion, that's all been taken out of the way for you. You can just freely move through it as if it was, you know, your birthday.
I do feel, I mean, 100 to 110, just go through the quests, do the thing. It's going to be fun. When you reach 110, it's going to be confusing. So I would say, you know, go to Argus, like the latest zone. I don't think it's worth doing the Broken Shore, like the patch 7.2. Mm. Was it Broken Shore?
Yeah, so jump right to 7.3, I would actually say.
Yeah, but then again, you're also going to be... There, it's going to be the, you know, Christmas tree effect. You're going to have tons of quests and people are going to be sending you. But that's the same with every expansion when you reach the end of the patch cycle. So that's going to be a little bit confusing. But I would say once you're 110, go to Argus. You'll I think it's going to be indicated clearly enough. But
yeah. And you have a lot to do before then, but go straight to Argus. I agree. That other stuff was for people that were waiting for Argus.
Yeah, and then if you want to get your class mount and stuff like that, you can do the rest, but you don't have to do it immediately.
Yeah, that can all be done later. Have a good one, and thank you for the call. Patrick, real quick, what is the Christmas tree effect? What the hell is that?
The Christmas tree effect, it's when you get into a zone and you have, like, tons of quests, and you see the exclamation point everywhere.
Oh.
It's like a Christmas tree because there's lights everywhere. You don't remember that?
No, I've never heard this ever. This comparison is brand new to me. No, I have no idea.
Wow, Scott, we can learn stuff from, you know, even after 12 years, we still know stuff.
I guess.
I think it was. I think it was a design term that they started using for. It was as early as Outland, Burning Crusade, when every quest hub you got to was like bling 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 bling, do everything, pick up everything, and then, you know, go do stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's
interesting. We have another caller on the line. Who's this?
This is Hobbs Dog.
Oh well, hello. How's it going? I saw you in the chat, Hobbs Dog. What's up, man?
Yeah, it's going pretty good, and enjoying the beautiful weather here in Salt Lake.
Oh yeah. Oh hey, a local, sweet. We should celebrate it when a local comes on, Patrick.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm super happy that people from Salt Lake City are calling the show. Yay!
Yeah, here you go. Oh look. Oh, that's a local music. Okay. Anyway, sorry. What's going on, Hobbs Dog? What's on your mind?
Well, actually, two things here. First of all, with the new expansion, everything coming out, do you think they're going to do anything with quicker access to old content? One thing I like to do is farm all the old raids, trying to get mounts still, but then you have to sit through some of the RPs that last 2-3 minutes, and I keep waiting for them someday put something just to skip that, like you can in Trial of the Crusader. And the other one is, I didn't watch the panels on this at BlizzCon, but do you know if they're going to put world quests in the new expansion once you max out each territory?
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't think we've heard anything about world quests moving forward, did we?
No, they didn't address it specifically, or maybe it was asked at some point, but they didn't talk about it in the panels. I can't imagine they wouldn't. They're not going to go back to daily quests like the, again, Christmas tree effect, and you show up and you have to pick up 15 different daily quests. I can't see them going back to that. Yeah. But I don't think they explicitly confirmed it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people.
Well, sorry, I shouldn't say daily quests. I should say world quests.
Yeah, world quests.
You know, like no, but that's what I mean. They're not going to go back to daily quests. Oh, okay. I think they're gonna keep the world quest system. I can't imagine they ditch that.
Yeah, it seems too big of a. Right. Well, I said that about weapons though, and I guess that is coming over sort of with the neck piece, but I don't know. This is a good question because
you can't go back to daily quests. Are you nuts?
Not dailies. I'm saying world quests, like when you're done and you've unlocked the areas and you're like, all right, now there's a bunch of repeatable daily, not dailies, but well, I mean, world quests are dailies. It's the new version of the dailies,
of course.
Patrick.
But it's a UI change and it's a interface. It's a design change, which is way too beneficial. They can't go. You think they would get rid of world quests?
I don't mean the existing world quests. I mean, will they have new
ones? World quest system.
Will Battle for Azeroth have world quests in it?
Yes, that's the question. And my answer is absolutely yes. I will be willing to bet many things. I'm not going to go into specifics because let's not. But I would be willing to bet many things that we will have world quests in Battle for Azeroth.
Do you think it's going to be similar to what we had to do when we were opening AQ with all the quests to build up resources?
Oh, interesting. Maybe.
No.
I don't know that they'll ever go back to that system. Patrick's sure they won't. I mean, I'm not sure.
Because the problem is you need to... Then you make the whole work for just the people who reach it after, 15 hours, and they are frustrated because there's not enough people doing it, so it's going super slowly.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think there's any reason to do that.
Yeah, that experiment didn't go right great as it was anyway. I didn't mean to cut him off. Thank you for the call. Solid.
Oh, he had another question.
He did, and I totally forgot what it was. Do you remember? It was
Damn it.
Hold on, we'll come back to it. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello. Sorry. You're speaking with Frans from the Netherlands.
Oh, well, hello, all the way from the Netherlands. Hey, also Frans. A weird time of day. No, it's actually probably not too bad for where you are.
Yeah,
right?
it's evening here. Hello, hello, Patrick. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Definitely both having an evening. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm an avid listener to the instance, and I just thought, let's give it a call. And I want more to talk about what I expect from the next expansion and what I really look forward to if they are going to do that.
Sure.
And it's more customization, actually. Like the allied races, I hope they really expand on that and make it more more exploration, like they did a bit in Legion as well with the quest, the puzzle, mm-hmm. with the Nightmare Mount. Mm-hmm. I really look forward to things like that because they apparently are more capable of hiding secrets in the game within the code without revealing it.
Yeah, more than they used to be. That's true. There's been talk about that. But go ahead, Patrick.
I don't know that it's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't know that it's going to be with allied races specifically, but this kind of community effort that's necessary to unlock a mystery in the game, I think was very much inspired from things that Bungie did in The Taken King, Destiny's first expansion. And then, Bungie completely forgot about it and abandoned it with Destiny 2, which was very puzzling. Or maybe that's the puzzle. But the point is, they are... I can imagine that they are going to keep doing that because it's so successful and it's a great way of engaging the community. And it doesn't need to happen all the time. It's, once per patch or every couple of months, they do one big thing like this and it, energizes the community so much. I can't imagine why they wouldn't... keep having some of those. So I would think they keep doing it.
Yeah, I do too. I hope they do. I like that stuff a lot. And as far as customization goes, I think it's a lot of people are like, well, I want my character to be unique and I want him to be shorter and wider and have different eyes and all this stuff. Like most MMOs have some crazy character creation tools. They for whatever reason, that has been a thing that many MMOs have said, well, one of the things that will distinguish us from WoW is that we give you all these options. And meanwhile, Warcraft has always just said, here's a few hairstyles, everyone's the same height and weight, here's a color or two, and go about your business. And we've usually been okay with it because what we're really looking forward to is gear distinction, and even that's kind of got a problem because you all end up with the same gear at some point. Then comes transmog, which helps that quite a bit. But at the end of the day, they have given us very little in terms of character customization. I actually think that this expansion... The whole point of subraces is to inject that into the game without overhauling the existing system. I think this is their way of saying, here's some uniqueness, here's some differentiation, but it's in races, not additional races, not necessarily how your troll looks.
Yeah,
I think there's some of that.
That's something that I really that I really feel what you're saying, Scott. And for mentioning Destiny 2, The Taken King, I only played it a bit, but now you're talking on the on the podcast about Destiny again, so I don't know if you...
We did it. We talked about Destiny, Patrick. It came up. Yesterday I was reaming people online for saying, telling us not to talk about Destiny, even though we never do. We never talk about it, and the next day, here it is.
In this case, it's very specifically to talk about the inspiration for those secrets, because it definitely was.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Do we know that for sure? Do we know that was for sure the deal?
Not for sure, but I mean, for people who have played Destiny, if you talk about some of the things, you know, I could mention names of weapons, but it will be very clear that it is extremely similar in the kind of puzzles that they posed and the inspiration of the community engagement.
Mm.
I mean, that's my interpretation.
Sure.
But the allied races, I think, I mean, it's a confluence of a bunch of things. And one thing is also that they can create other races without doing entirely new model, because an allied race is basically an existing race for which they have most of the models for already.
Yeah.
And they change a couple of things. And so they can, you know, do it with a relatively reasonable amount of additional work. And then they can do, you know, three or four, whatever, per faction.
Yeah, it's just like asset tweaks, really, at that point.
Yeah.
Got a caller on the line. Welcome to The Instance. Who's this?
This is Kyle from Michigan.
Well, hello, Kyle from Michigan. Good to have you. What's up? Oh, you're probably really cold right now in Michigan.
It was minus 15 physical temp yesterday.
Oh my Lord. That's okay. So that's Fahrenheit. Let's see what that is for Patrick's space points. That's like, Patrick, what is
minus,
how would that be? Minus 15. I guess the internet would tell me, but I'm too lazy.
Minus 26. Holy poop.
That's that really cold. That is super cold. Well, anyway, go, Lions, I guess. Hey, what's on your mind?
With the expansion coming out and everyone's all hyped up for it, I was wondering if you guys think they will be nearing another major item squish again, because we're getting to the point that we've got 10 million plus stamina on our trinkets and chess pieces and everything, and the numbers are just getting into the billions and trillions as we cap out at the end of the expansion.
Yeah, I would be shocked if there wasn't an item squish at the top of this next expansion. And they may have already said this, and I've forgotten, but I swear there was maybe some little mention of it, or that yes, another squish was coming or something. I don't remember. I don't know if I can confirm it now, but something.
They talked about a squish when they announced, or at around the time of Legion, and they said it's not coming this time, but it's probably going to need to happen at some point. And given the amount, you know, the numbers that we're getting into now, I think it's assumed that it's going to happen for Battle for Azeroth. But kind of like the World Quest system, it's not something they specifically confirmed.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, Michigan. Thank you for the call. Let's take a man. We're getting a lot of calls. We'll take another one. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hello, I'm Daniel from Louisiana.
Oh, hello, Daniel from Louisiana. A little less cold in Louisiana. That's good.
Yeah, a little less. So my question is, I'm really big on the lore for all the Blizzard games, especially Warcraft. Do you think with the new expansion and not really outright saying this is who we're fighting, like the Legion or anything else, do you think this is the time that Blizzard's going to really attack making new stories and new characters, kind of what they did in Mist a little bit, where they built up their current characters and some new ones like Rathian? Do you think that they're going to take this chance, or should they if they don't?
I mean, I think they should. There's an opportunity here. There's no more big dumb demons to deal with, at least for now. And we don't know what, I mean, ultimately this expansion could end in some sort of giant supernatural ridiculousness like it often does. And that's fine. But in the meantime, the relationships that we already have some vested interest in, like Greymane and Sylvanas and that conflict and many others, and sort of all the intrigue that'll be going on within the factions, there's an opportunity here to bring up new faces and do new things. And I don't want to strip the credit from Blizzard. In the past, they've always introduced something kind of new. Even in Warlords, there was lots of new faces, or faces we didn't know we needed, like, who's the Space Goat Patrick, from the BC.
Urel?
No, the guy.
Oh, Velen?
No, the one that's reading the book and shuts it. He's the paladin.
Oh, Vindicar, whatever his name is.
Murad. Murgadon.
Vindicator Murad.
Yeah. Guys like that.
Is it Vindicator?
Yeah. Maybe. And those guys, you know, come, sadly, he came and went, but, you know, they come up and they're interesting, and you're like, oh, all right, this is cool. These are new people. That I think there is a genuine chance for this expansion to do that. Patrick, what do you think?
Yeah. It's not just new people. It's just making sure that you have a thread that goes beyond just one expansion. And they've started doing that a few expansions ago, really with, I guess, you know, Garrosh was one. But even more than that, we've had characters introduced in Mists, as you mentioned. What's his face? Tiny Dragon.
Rathian.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. So Rathian, and then you've had, I mean, the characters, if you think of it, it was Garrosh who escaped and went to find Gul'dan, and then Gul'dan escaped and went to the Legion, and it was kind of it's much more, I would say, since a little bit before Mists, a thread that keeps through many expansions. And it's not like characters are there all, you know, until the end of time. They're very good about killing important characters, but they don't just prop one up for one expansion and then stop using them at the end. In this case, in the case of Legion, they've basically... It's not characters that they created, but Illyria and Turalyon are essentially new characters. They hadn't been heard of since Warcraft 2, mm-hmm. And they're being brought back up. But they plant the seeds of everything, and I think those are going to stay for another couple of expansions, and they're probably going to have other characters brought up as well. But I guess the point I'm getting at is we don't necessarily need new characters specifically for this expansion, but we might be introduced to new characters that are going to be developed over several expansions. I think they're looking at this as several expansion arcs rather than one expansion arc now.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Are you looking forward to the expansion? Just curious. Is something you're looking?
Oh,
yeah.
Nah, he hates it.
Very, very much. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm tired of WoW. You know, they said new stuff, and I was like, no more. I'm very excited. I've always loved it. Obviously, Alliance versus Horde. I'm excited for that. They mentioned Naga and Old Gods. You know, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, when called characters, like, I loved Nazgrim and Admiral Taylor mm-hmm. for the Alliance. Like, you saw them a lot in Mist, and I literally loved, like, Nazgrim's story was great. You know, how you met him in Cataclysm and Bashir, mm-hmm. and he ended up being a raid boss, and was very, I guess, emotional in some ways when you got to fight him as a Horde character.
Sure.
And that's the thing, is that they're kind of going to this. We can get characters like that, getting like the threats through expansions. That's what I'm excited for, and also seeing kind of how villains can start out and everything. But yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, and I'd argue that Blizzard has never been more on top of their game when it comes to in the game telling a story. It used to be so disjointed. You used to have to kind of fill it in with your imagination and say, all right, well, I'm going to pretend this is super epic, but really it's just three characters doing some emote moves and there's text in my chat box. And now that's so different. We get actual cutscenes in engine, so it feels right, looks right, sounds right. And that's a huge draw for me these days in the game. I really, really like that, and I'm glad to hear that's true for you as well. Thank you for the call. So, Patrick, of all the
callers, which one was the best? I would say definitely the gentleman from the Netherlands.
Yeah,
because he is from the same country as Guerrilla Games that gave us Horizon Zero Dawn,
which is a fantastic video game. Yeah. Also,
oh, that maybe wasn't your question.
No, but I will say, if we're rating callers, I thought Australia was pretty rad for being up at 1 a.m. I thought that was kind of cool.
True. Yeah.
What I was going to say was, I don't know if we've ever done this since learning of BOA, short for Battle for Azeroth.
Or I think BFOA. Battle is a good diminutive.
Is that how we're going to do it? That's my question. What do you think?
So Taliesin and Evitel had a whole big video about what we're doing, mm-hmm. how we're calling it. And I think Battle won. And I kind of like it. I think it's better than BOA, which is BOA kind of sounds like bind on, you know,
account.
Account. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's confusing to me. Yeah. I like battle.
I think I do too. If you do the full thing, BFOA, it sounds like I'm being rude, doesn't it? Sounds like an offensive
hey,
thing.
You can barf for other
animals. I don't know.
Animals. Yourself, man.
Big effing orifice anus. There you go.
Oh.
Got it. Nailed it.
How do you put orifice and anus?
Yeah,
in the it doesn't work.
Oh yeah, I don't know why.
Although it does feel insulting.
The chat room's right. Where's my O coming from? It's BFA. It's not BOA.
Oh right, yes. Yeah. Why O, Scott? That is absolutely the thing that I was thinking.
Battle four of the Azeroth. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
BFA. So that is much nicer. This feels like best friends in Azeroth.
Yeah.
That works. Yes.
Best friends. BFA is best friend. Wait, BFA. It also sounds like a government agency. I don't know. I kind of like battle. Battle's pretty good. But we don't have the whole what was Warlords? Well, I guess we called it Warlords.
Yes. And
Pandaria.
Legion is called Legion, and battle can be battle.
And Mists is what we said for Pandaria. We called it Mists. Yeah. BC usually for Burning Crusade.
Yeah, we didn't call it Burning. No. That would have been that would have been weird.
Yeah, they should have.
Hey, I got a weird case of burning here.
You want to get that looked at? Maybe we call Legion is just called Green. I think we just call it Green because it was so green. Yep.
Green puff of smoke.
Anyway, my point was: is there a feature in the battle for the Azeroth that you are the most stoked about? And we've talked about many of them over the last few months or a couple months since BlizzCon, but of everything announced, neck piece, sub races, all of that stuff, where does your heart lie? Where do you think you're going to be the most satisfied in this next year?
I don't even remember the features that they have in Battle for Azeroth. The how's it called? Like the big general battles
what's that called, the one chat room, help us out. It's the holidays, we're not
The war fronts. Warfronts. Sorry. Yeah, thank you, chat room. Yeah. I didn't see it yet, but war fronts are intriguing, but the thing is I initially thought it was going to be PvP kind of thing, but it seems it isn't. But we know so little. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure the devs knew very well what it was going to be.
Yeah.
So the war fronts are intriguing. And the Uncharted Isle islands on, you know, the whatever it's called, like the random islands, are interesting as well. I'm not certain how well it's going to turn out. Those are things that I really think we need to experience to sort of, I guess you could be excited about them for the concept. I'm a little bit more cautious. What I'm excited about is just the leveling experience and the story, which is, I think, what they got they nailed perfectly in Legion. So I'm very curious to see how they improve on it, or if they can replicate the quality of it in the next expansion.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like the my memory is terrible today, baby.
Well, you're about to have a baby. Listen, your hormones, they're all over the place. You're probably about to break your water. Who knows what's going on with Patrick?
I you know, when I see babies in the street, I'm like, oh my god, it's so cute. I never did that before. Anyway, hormones.
Yeah.
and people look at me funny.
Sure.
The story is something that I'm very much looking forward to. I'm not sure they can replicate the quality of it, but what I was going to say is, what's the name of the last zone in Legion? Oh my God, the city.
Argus? Not Argus. Surmar. Surmar.
Surmar. There you go. A lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was a triumph. I loved
it. I found it to be Grindamar is what I named it.
It is a little bit Grindamar, but it's kind of it. You have to have a Grindamar place, and I didn't grind so much into it. I don't know. Maybe I stopped when it was when there was still time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really liked it. I thought the ambiance, the mood, the design, everything, and the story were amazing. So that's what I'm looking forward to. The features I can be pleasantly surprised by. And yeah, the world quests, we can't go back.
No, no. And also, but the reason maybe there's some confusion about world quests is that the island...
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
No. But the randomization island stuff did kind of seem on its face to be, oh, well, this is that. Now that's this. Like, that's a new version of that.
There's nothing like it.
A little. It's kind of an extension of it. It's repeatable content. It's stuff to go out and do all the time. It's never the same twice necessarily.
Yeah, but it's more mini dungeons than quests.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It's not; they're not in the world open quests or whatever. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I think it would be easy for a lot of people to hear about that feature and get confused about the future of world quests. That's all. I agree with you that they're not going anywhere. I think they're going to be there. But I am excited about Rando Islands. They're like scenarios, but different. There's a little Diablo in there with the randomization, which I'm always up for. If I'm asked which feature I'm most excited about, it is that, but like you, I have to be, I'm optimistically cautious about what that actually is. Cause even like World Quest, I think are awesome. I think they really added something to the game, but I am in no mood to go do them right now because I did so many of them so often. Right. So like anything that's repeatable, you eventually are going to wear out. Like every time I got that high mountain quest to go do the plant shit. Do you know the one with the little farm down there?
I'm not sure. I don't really go to high mountain all that. But that's the beauty of the world quest system. You know what you're going to get, and you can choose to do whatever you want if you want. If you don't want to do that quest, you just don't do it. There's going to be another one that's going to be give you the reward, you know, the group thing that you need. It gives players choice on how they want to enjoy the game.
Right, and there's plenty... The thing that Legion maybe did best is there was so much you could do that was different day to day. Like you didn't have to go, you know, back in the day, the daily quest for Myths or even as far back as BC, at the end of that expansion, it was go to the Quel'Danis Island thing and do the same shit over and over and over every day and fill up your list and then go away. I mean, that was cool for its time because it was a, you know, new thing, but Legion really gave you options. Like you could just I could go in there right now and do a 10 different things that are all very different from each other, which is pretty rad.
And there's so much content in Legion. I'm honestly wondering if it wasn't like two expansions crushed in one or something like that, or if they didn't have so much more time than they thought that they kept adding stuff. I'm wondering if it's going to be as we're going to have it as good in the next expansion.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same amount of time, so maybe they've developed some kind of weird production process that allows them to do that on a consistent basis. But there was so much content in Legion. It's really surprising in a way. So I'm a little bit, you know, I don't want to say I'm not sure we're going to get as much.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Well, you know,
we'll see.
I have similar feelings, but I hope I'm wrong.
You know, Gaz13 in the chat room is saying the Mythic Plus system is absolutely the gem of Legion in my eyes. And there are people who do Mythic Plus all the time. You know, that's their favorite part of it. I never did a Mythic Plus dungeon. I just don't have the, you know, time. Well, I did a couple, but not many. Just don't have the time or to find a group or everything. Mm-hmm. And there is even more than before. Stuff for every type of player in this expansion.
Yeah, some people want that kind of pressure. That because I think Mythic Plus dungeons
are time.
It's not only it's time, but it's also this feeling of like, I don't know. They're like challenge dungeons, or to some extent the greater rift dungeons in Diablo 3. I'll do them because I want to level up my gems and stuff, but I don't like the pressure of them. Like there's an expectation in those things where it's like, oh, I got to beat the clock. Like there's this feeling where it takes you away from my play style, which is I want to explore and do cool things at my own pace. I don't need some clock ticking in the background. But some people love that, and I think Mythic Dungeons, Mythic Plus Dungeons in this expansion absolutely provided that. And that's my point. Across the board, the playstyles have been addressed in Legion. The hope is with Battle for Azeroth, that stuff gets shifted forward, at least generally speaking, so that all of those kinds of players will still find their place. Because I really do think that's what made Legion stand out, is there were so many ways to play that game that it would be a huge mistake if Blizzard retracted from that. So we'll see how it goes. Before we go, one final note. Patrick, when do we get the expansion? Spring? Fall? Summer? I don't want to wait a year is what I'm saying.
No, we're not going to wait a year. I say summer.
Okay. Summer, like July, August, maybe.
July, August.
Okay. That's my hope as well. You don't think early summer, though? Like, we're not getting it in June or July.
Could be. It's getting a little bit tight for the beta process. They need to get started fairly soon. I'm guessing that they're going to start talking about it when they come back from the break.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have 735 sometime in January is what I think I've heard.
Yeah.
The rumblings for. So maybe January, and then they get full steam ahead on beta. And beta is usually, I would say, 4 months, is it? 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
So that would bring us to, early summer.
Yeah.
It could be June, July, and it would be in line with the usual, the usual delays between expansions. It's usually what, 20 months, something like
usually.
That? 20, 21 Typically, months, 22
yeah.
months?
Maybe a bit more. I know they want to be 18, but it's never that. Dallazorn, something like that in the chat room, says it's August 23rd, and then falls up and says, I am a time traveler, so I guess I have to believe him.
It's Dadley Zorn. Dadley Dorn.
Oh,
Dadley Dorn.
Dazzly Dorn. Dazzly Dorn.
Dazzly Dorn.
He went back in time, or forward in time, sorry, and is here to report. I'm glad that he used
August 23 is basically the launch date for Legion, and that would make it a full 2 years. That's never happened.
Ugh,
so
I mean, I don't want to wait until the end of this year. Next year. I want it now. I want it soon-ish.
I don't want it now. Because I'm going to have a baby. I'm not going to be able to play. let's wait a little bit.
That's a good point. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to say July, just because I don't know, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, July. I'm feeling July as well.
It'll be around my
birthday. And you know, Blizzard is one of the only companies who's like, we can't. What, people usually don't put out games in summer because people are busy or don't play games. Whatever, we'll do it when it's ready.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah.
So
truth,
it's possible. Anyone else, July would be, what? What are you doing? Although the year seems to be getting packed with huge releases, so they're going to have to find, most developers are going to have to find a release window that is not crowded already. But yeah, probably July.
That is absolutely true. All right, now, because it's the end of the year and things are all ending, there's a couple things I want to say. One, thank you, everybody, for a great year of The Instance. We really appreciate you listening to the show, watching the show, however you're consuming it. It matters muchly to us, and we very much appreciate it. I cannot wait to do cool new rad things in 2018, so come back for that. Also, second thing would be confirmed, there will be a follow-up Chris Metzen interview in January. We're working on dates right now, probably earlier than later in the month. I'll be sitting down with Chris Metzen talking about life after Blizzard, now that he's tucked in almost a couple of years now. Hold on, is that right? Well, about a year and a half since he retired, something to that effect. And we'll check in with him, see what's making his creative juices flow, and talk about how many Warhammer figures he's painted since we last spoke, all that kind of stuff. So that's going to happen. What else? That's it. Now, if you like video games, generally speaking, and not just this stuff, I had the pleasure, pregnant wife walking by, pleasure, sorry, I couldn't help but notice, I'm so excited for you guys, I can barely stand it. So the Johnson house is losing their minds over here about Patrick having a baby, we're so excited. Patrick, I got to be on Patrick's show, Pixels, with a group of people talking about best of year and that sort of thing. Patrick, tell people where to go, how to get it, because I had a blast and it was one of my favorite end of year shows, not just because I was on it, but because I think the stuff we talked about was rad.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott. Well, it's very easy. You're listening to this podcast right now on a podcast listening device. Just fire up that thing, go to the search field and search for Pixels. Pixels is the name of the show that we do every couple of weeks, talking about video games in general. And yeah, if you download that latest episode called something like Best Favorite Games of 2017, you will have Scott, myself, Ed, Jocelyn Moffat, and John Jagger, who all of whose names you might have heard, mm-hmm. going into all of their favorite games for the year. And there are a few major ones that you can expect, but there are also a few hidden gems that you might not think of when you're wondering what are the best games for this year. So go check it out. It is a super fun show, and it's called Pixels. You can download it today.
Oh my gosh, this is like finding out about a brand new product and it's shipping right now.
Exactly.
Ah, that's right. And Miko 77, it is Salty John. You'll definitely get a little John salt, so check that out. Thank you all for being here for reals. 2017's been quite the year, and a hell of a year for video games, a hell of a year for Blizzard, and we're glad that you guys were along with us for the ride. Don't forget, theinstance.net is our website. If you're looking for more shows like this, including other Blizzard shows, check out frogpants.com. They're all listed right there. Not Patrick on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson on Twitter. You can find the show at The Instance on Twitter. No, Instance Show. Sorry. How long have I been doing this? Anyway, that's going to do it for us, for me and for Patrick. We'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.